In your bedroom now, what kinds of furniture did you have? Did you,
You didn't have nothing. Now, there were some people who lived more modern than others, don't you see? But just the regular, the average people, they lived, there was no such a thing as a bedroom. Mm-hmm. You see, you had a house. When a man married and started out, he built a single pen house. It was either a log house or a frame house. Now, you'd say that that house would be about, well, a 20 by 20 would be a pretty good sized house. And now you could put four beds up in there, put one in every corner. And they had one where the old man slept. He slept right there next to that fireplace. When he got up, he hit the floor right down here in front of the fireplace, you might say. Of course, it was back off from the fireplace. You know, the bed wasn't right in front of it. Mm-hmm. But when he got off the bed, he was right there, right at the fireplace where he could build a fire. Mm-hmm. And he had something built it out of, built that lot of that. And in fact, it had been, as you could hear that popping and roaring in just a matter of seconds, mm-hmm. or minutes anyhow. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take it always to start, because he had something built it out of. Pure fat lot of, well, they run tar out of it, don't you see? You have a tar kill?
Well, I've heard of it, but how would you do that?
Well, they had different ways. They, tar kill, you'd cut up your wood. Now, that was a fat, that was... Now, this wood I'm telling you about now had never been turpentine. Hadn't had none of that turpentine, so that'd kill fat lighter. Mm-hmm. You cut that wood up, pile it up, and then cover it up, make your trench there, you'd fire this in, and if it would burn out, You'd sweat that tar out of there, you see, it'd burn slowly, 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 slowly in that tar. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would put it under a can or a pot and put it on the board. Now that was just getting enough for, just that, and in fact, since you just didn't get much tar like that, you had to have a kiln, a tar kiln. Now, we had there was an old colored man, the name of Jim Johnson. And he'd make it by the barrel. And he'd peddle it, just like peddling fish or beef or something like that. People use that, they'd cut it down with fried meat grease, where you fried meat. And you put that on your hogs to keep the, where the red bugs and ticks and so on get on them. Mm-hmm. And it done his skin good. It was, you see, tar's healing. Mm-hmm. That's good medicine. You know, tar is good lung medicine, if you remember.
How would you use it for lung medicine?
Oh, they had to process it. They made a medicine out of it. Uh-huh. You ain't ever noticed on the label where you'd get something that said tar and honey and so and so and so and so.
I think I've seen that. My brother collects bottles, and I think I've seen that in bottles.
Well, now that's it tells you it's got pine tar, honey, and so and so. But tar is good for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Was good for lots of things. Mm-hmm. But now, whenever this turpentine they used, like, I mean, you were just looking at them cups and that cat faces out there, mm-hmm. where it'd been chipped. Mm-hmm. Well, now they distill that. Mm-hmm. They done that just that they run that off. They had a worm in oil, just like making whiskey. Mm-hmm. Well, water. And all come in there. Now that went in the spirit, they call that spirit. Mm-hmm.